us now what I wouldn't do.
Maybe sing that song
jurors in Donald Trump's hush money trial heard from star prosecution witness Michael Cohen.
Sang that song again.
Prosecutors calling his testimony about the payments in the center of the trial. Never will know until the jury drunk didn't seem to care how
Bobby Ray had a Mustang.
How long do you think I'll be on the market
after school when the bell rang?
Wasn't thinking about the logic, Cohen said.
All
on
that old thing and fly.
He never had sex with a porn star.
But Cohen insisted Trump needed cans and ball caps. Chasing girls and skipping class and
the
radios and soundtracks.
Sign versus Kendall pleaded guilty in Washington, D.C. to running a rental truck in the metal barriers outside the White House in March of last year.
A
federal judge in Santa Ana, California sentenced Javier Batten to 42 months of prison for the firebombing of Planned Parenthood clinic in March of 2022.
We sang it out like we rode.
This was ABC News. Memorial Day holiday is next weekend.
The summer travel season will kick off with what's expected to be a record-breaking Memorial Day weekend. Nearly 44 million travelers will hit 50 or more miles from the U.S. At its spec traffic, more than 38 million people traveling by car. That's the most of the AAA starting to move back in 2000. If you're flying over the holiday weekend, you'll be one of more than 3.5 million air travelers crowding airports.
Like we rode it. Like
besides your home and car, casino is maybe the last place in this country where you can legally smoke indoors. The people who work in casinos want to take that away. Because at 9 Atlantic City casinos, the judge has banned smoking in gambling halls because of the secondhand smoke. The state of New Jersey, which is proposed, says ending smoking in casinos can jeopardize its $500 million share in casino revenue received from the end of the table. Richard Cancer, ABC News.
If you've got credit card debt, you are not alone. 61% of Americans do. This is the most in history. And today's average credit card interest rate is almost 28%. I hear about
low
this
of 46
every day.
Tonight with variable clouds. Tuesday, partly cloudy and somewhat breezy. A high of 69. Tuesday night, mostly clear and chilly. A low of 42. Wednesday, pleasant with sunshine at times and a high of 72. A 50% chance of showers Wednesday night. For the rest of the week, showers likely Thursday at 67. And Friday, sunny and comfortable and a high of 73.
We tell companies and political leaders and credit card companies in particular to do the right thing. You should join us. Text money 88285. MONEY 88285.
Info. I wear a 20X American
hat. This is Carrie Joy. Say it. Take good care.
A gold buckle from
you
a
rodeo. You can always continue the conversation on social media.
I wear a
share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook,
make my
X,
living
and
on
Instagram.
Them old turn roads. I ride a quarter horse.
My tractor's right here.
I drink whiskey.
Here's what Wisconsin beer. Needs to know. Canadian wildfires smoke is back. That's why skies were hazy in Wisconsin Monday. Air quality alerts were issued for several counties. Department of Natural Resources says small particles may make air uncomfortable. Some people, especially the very young and very old, and people with heart or lung conditions. Most rural voters favor economic policy of lowered costs and greater income support and plans.
And
that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
I take mine to the fields of gold.
The Pirates clip the board.
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 1 of a 3-game series at Amtrak Field. Pittsburgh jumped out from Green. Brewers came back with a dramatic grand slam home run in the 8th from Jake Bowers. But the Pirates held on to beat the Brewers 8-6. Pirates star Mitch Keller.
I think he's stepped up tonight. He pitched great. I've seen him do this before, but that was great. always took it off. He was in total command.
We crank some more Hank from the Enjoying big sky program to
find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Good old small meteorologist Bobby Bryant, both Bobby's guys here in the ride and in the upper 40s. We'll see part of the sunshine developing Tuesday night, close to the 73 mark. Tuesday night, close to the 40s. More clouds all the way Wednesday, from over 70s. Currently 59 degrees.
At Cranko, Tuesday morning on Updorf News Radio, we now have wish lists from both parties on what should be in the next farm bill. They are not matchy-matchy. Up North News Bar at Cranko, weekday morning starting at 6. This is News from the 7 WRC.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
We'll leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter later this hour at 11:33. We are going to talk about what you have learned by watching YouTube videos. We're calling it YouTube University. So if you want to text in what you have learned and save your calls from 11:33, we would love to talk about it if you have that time. Really grateful to have our next guest with us. I saw this last week. This is a story posted by WISN reporter James Stratton. Representative Lakeisha Myers from Milwaukee is here. Good morning, Representative Myers. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. This is something that we've talked about on the show, Representative, many, many times. Not just reckless driving, but certainly the number of drivers in Wisconsin do not have a driver's license. And then, unfortunately, this is let go for years until there's some horrible tragic accident. This is a recent one here in Milwaukee. A man charged with hitting a 40-year-old never had a driver's license, and they get fined for it, but it seems like nothing ever happens. So, Representative Myers, can you explain this process? What happens when someone gets caught speeding or whatever, and they don't have a license? What's the first thing that they get?
The issue comes in when a person has multiple offenses. The option is to get stopped. You should be going to jail.
She wants a husband, but not anytime soon, y'all. Somebody slap me. Somebody slap me. Somebody slap me. Somebody slap me. Somebody slap me.
So they are not identified as never having had a license.
Somebody slap me.
It seems like that would be an important distinction.
Absolutely. And it should, no license found or never had a license.
Right.
At this point, to say that this is where we are, that you've never had a license, and that should automatically kick off the officer. So, this is a next level for a citation. You're driving without a license, period. You've never been issued one. And now we can impound your car. We can take you to jail for, 30 days, whatever it is.
Representative Lakeisha Myers from Milwaukee is joining us. We're talking about a story from James Stratton of WISN about how things work if you don't have a driver's license. Here's what he has in his story, Representative Myers. A driver with no license is ticketed with an operating without a license ticket. So the first offense is a traffic ticket. The second offense in 3 years is a misdemeanor. But So many of these people don't pay that person operating without a license ticket. Their non-existent license gets suspended. So a license you don't have gets then suspended. It makes no sense.
And you can be breaking the law.
Operating without a license, we could get their non-existent license suspended. Then the next time they get pulled over, they are getting a suspension ticket because their status, as you mentioned, Representative Myers, shows up and suspends. So, whose responsibility is this to change this? This is an issue.
They shot the whole mess. I guess it's my job to correct the responsibility rate. She said, I'll give him an intentional heart. That'll hurt a lot worse than the one that left in me. Would you all step back so a girl might get started? Then he won't have to look twice to see. The other part of that is we reached out to the attorney's office to just ask for the circuit court and municipal court as well.
She said,
to figure out what type of legal
there should be a heavier fine or penalty for that.
Absolutely. You are spot on, and that is what I believe as well. I think that with the, this is not just a Milwaukee thing.
No, no, of course.
This is a statewide like phenomenon of people who are repeatedly driving without licenses.
You said
driving
goodbye.
I want to, you know, put it all on the table for us to deal with as a legislature, because we're not dealing with people with law enforcement skills, getting people who don't have tags on their cars. You see that lot? People driving around, no, I just absent, couldn't, you know, any tags, any sort of
and no plates, and no plates,
no plates, no plates, you know, or, you know, all of these things. So I believe it's funny we what use all the technology time does, to baby. Operate and help our law enforcement. The highest number of traffic accidents, people are speeding, and crazy, all these things, but that baby, will slow down some of that behavior. Now but I think we got to attack it from all ends, not just the legislative. It's the side where you look at that. Because I think funny what a little time does, baby. But I'm better than you should be. I'm better than I should be. Better than I was when you walked down that door. Stronger than the woman, the one that you knew back then.
It was a serious deal.
Measures wouldn't go through. I mean, this, we're talking about helping our police. We're talking about seizing the responsibility so they can take care of the big crime.
Who would be against this?
Who's against
this? Is the question.
Who's against it? Sorry, we don't mean to get riled up. It just makes no sense to me.
There are quite a few people who are against it. They don't like the idea of, number one, when it comes to red light cameras specifically, this was written as a pilot program. That's the way the current,
we've been here,
you know,
since 1949. We are thankful for your loyal support and hope you enjoy Country and Community.
I love it.
WRCO FM 100.9.
You ever see anything that says for the city of the first class? That's code for Milwaukee. So that's it. And it's supposed to be listed with have one red light camera. Again, this is just a red light camera, not speed enforcement. So just red light cameras in one in every automatic from the time when I knew you, Reuben James. 15 red light cameras in the high in the place where you have like the most traffic activity.
All the folks around Madison County,
and there are other folks who know where those are.
Just a no-count share cup and color man
who would steal anything he can. And everybody laid the blame. Other communities are asking for this. It's a municipality. Reuben James. For me, let Waukesha, the town of Brookfield, wanted to have red light cameras. But that's where the town of Brookfield decided that. If they want to have one in Ashland, wherever.
Retirement, and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisisretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alma Show.
Well, now, from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl. The Snoop Bowl of all
shape.
I think we're missing the obvious.
Hey, guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go to U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the home internet.
Just $34.99 when bundled with the wireless plan.
WRCE. Visit cellplus.com for details.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
It's time to save. Head to your nearest local U.S. Cellular store. See us in Richland Center, Spring Green, Reedsburg, and Viroqua.
Basketball seniors, your graduation is not just an end, but a beginning. Use the knowledge and skills you've gained to shape a future that reflects your passions and values. No matter where life takes you, know that you have a community cheering
good
you on.
Good morning and welcome
Bailey
back.
Painting
to Matt
Deck
Mayer,
Town and Mayer, Country
Greg
TV
Fox,
and Appliance.
Luke Mathers
outlet,
for Calvin today.
Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Fuller's Milker Center, and Wilson Door and Construction.
Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Our guest, Democratic
are you
Wisconsin
ready for some Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival fun?
Us. We're talking about an
join us
from
on
WISN
Friday, May 17th for the Riverdale
week.
Varsity
the
Baseball Game and Thunder Showers Bounce Houses at Pickering Park and the Little
and
League Baseball
Myers,
Tournament at JC
again,
Ballpark.
People who get caught
be sure to come hungry
license,
and stop
okay,
by the American Legion Burger and Beverage Stand from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Mushroom Headquarters. Thank you to Delta 3 and Engineering, WPPI Energy, and Corner Drug for being
sense.
Proud sponsors of the festival.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Run my name, you know. Well, Lakeisha Myers does live in the district, has a license, this is the car that is registered to her name, you know, all of these things. But, you know, just be out here and
throw the covers off my head, shake my body out of bed, stretch my arms out, and look out the window.
Unreal.
Sun is rising, birds sing.
They do it with their kids in the car, which is a little bit just, not everyone, but sometimes I see the way these people are driving, and it's, that is the example you're setting for your children, so they're going to grow up and think that driving like this is perfectly
normal,
and it's not. I mean, if we start sending these people to jail for 5 days, you know, if they're caught driving without a license, is it a space issue?
I am certain that there would probably be a space issue, but I also think that if you do it this way, if you drive, you need to get to flow in a way that lets you know it's about the other people, and that's what we're trying to do. So I am one day closer. Yeah.
right? Part of the staffing issue.
Part of the staffing. I think part of the have to decide that we are going to crack down.
WISS. I'm not sure what legalese is needed to be maneuvered regarding implementing what the representative is talking about, but that's as of my, in my role as a programmer, something like this should be stupid easy to code. It shouldn't be that complicated.
I'll tell them, call me, because I may need you to because if they tell me it's a problem, I'm going to say, this lady called at the radio.
Tell them what you told me. It's stupid easy.
To actually do something. So that is one of the things I'm asking people to do. If you are in favor of some type of red light camera enforcement, speed enforcement, you know, in your community, you don't have to live in Milwaukee. Call your state representative and tell them this is something that we need. You know where the hot spots are in your community.
Yep.
It's not just a Milwaukee issue. People who live, you know, all across the state, they need to be calling and letting our officers, letting us know that reckless driving is an issue and these are the things that we need.
And you know a really easy place to find the phone numbers of all your local representatives, Greg?
Where's that, Jim?
Where do people go? People should go to myvote.wi.gov and you put your address in there, and every single representative in your district who represents you, they will be listed along with their phone numbers. We really, really do encourage our listeners to call their representatives, Representative Meyer, as long as they're respectful. You're not swearing, you're not screaming. That's not the way to get anything done. And I would love to have back some time with Representative Myers to talk a little more deeply about getting through to people how their dangerous behavior affects everyone else and what kind of examples we should be leaving for our children. So that's a discussion for another time. Thank you so very, very much for joining us today. Keep us posted on this. Let us know how this goes, and we'll love to have you back.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You too.
Representative Lakeisha Myers, Democrat from Milwaukee, has been our guest. We have a news update coming up next. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Mayer on air. Coming to you on the Lost Podcast. Civic Media Radio. Something to get you through. Just a sad song playing on the radio station. I'm still fine. I'm still playing. Cause you're hanging on. They got no plan to hang on. Cause it's a love song. Take a fast car and keep on driving. About someone. I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before. I felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I'm trying to figure out how to play. Had a feeling I could be someone.
And I can't let it go.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
It's about to drive me mad.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. Jurors in Donald Trump's hush money trial heard from star prosecution witness Michael Cohen. Trump's former fixer. Prosecutors calling his testimony about the payments at the center of the trial pivotal. Cohen told the jury Trump didn't seem to care how it would affect his marriage, saying, how long do you think I'll be on the market for? Not long. It wasn't
Melania Cohen said this was all about the campaign. Trump claimed he never had sex with a porn star, but Cohen insisted Trump gave him clear directions. Hey, Daniels, to keep quiet, saying there's no reason to keep this thing out there. Just do it.
Cy Varseth Kendall pleaded guilty in Washington, D.C. to running a rental truck into metal barriers outside the White House in March of last year, admitting he was fueled by nonsense. Federal judge in Santa Ana, California sentenced Javier Batten to 42 months in prison for firebombing a Planned Parenthood clinic in March of 2022. This is ABC News.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Is it a cover band in some college town bar? Where's
nine? Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what this conference needs to know. The state Supreme Court is expected to rule on whether Bundestag ballot drop boxes will be allowed in Wisconsin this year. 2 years ago, the court's former conservative majority ruled nothing in state law allows for absentee drop boxes anywhere other than local clerk's offices. Justices heard oral arguments Monday. Microsoft's president says the infrastructure in Racine County Metro Foxconn played a role in his decision to invest $3 million in a new AI data center.
No doubt, we are the beneficiaries of that earlier effort. You know, the land that was initially acquired that we're now able to buy, even the electrical infrastructure.
Brad Smith speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front after President Biden's visit last week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm Pete with a 60-second showbiz beat. The Kingdom Rules, the latest installment of the Planet of the Apes franchise, called The Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, was number one at the domestic box office this past weekend, taking in almost $59 million. The opening haul is good for third overall so far this year after Dune 2 and Godzilla X Kong. The Fall Guy came in a distant second with a little over $13 million. The critically acclaimed Zendaya film Challengers took third. Rounding out the top five are the low-budget horror film Tarot, which came in fourth place, and the aforementioned Godzilla X Kong. According to Variety, cinema prognosticators are semi-encouraged about the strong opening of the Apes. Box office is still down about 40% from pre-pandemic 2019 and almost 20% from last year. Theater owners and studios are keeping their fingers crossed that the upcoming films Mad Max, Deadpool, and Inside Out 2 will rally the summer box office table. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlife with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price, mostly cloudy skies here the overnight, and lows will drop to the upper 40s. We'll see quite a bit of sunshine developing for Tuesday, highs close to the 70-degree mark. Tuesday night, clear skies and low to mid-40s. More clouds on the way Wednesday, lower 70s. Right now, it's 58.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills, and on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel park. That should go on a t-shirt. We'll get you one made. Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin Civic Media. This was honored. What is that called?
He talks like about her.
Terry's favorite.
You can see the fire in his eyes.
Where did she say that? Where did she say that? Where did she say that? Said, how about the metal muffin token?
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Next up, its beauty cuts just like a knife.
3 seconds
of the
presidency,
I've got 2 seconds.
Say it even rose in the wintertime.
Weekdays 2 till 4 p.m.
Blooms in the dead of the night.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Man Mayer on Air. Jay Man Mayer and Greg Bond. Executive executive producer Luke Manners in today, along with his assistant producer Aurora the Puppy. If you ever want to see
what she looks like, yes,
that's the draw. It's the puppy. I'm sorry. You can watch on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin. She is stretched up. She's in one of those puppy poses where she's sleeping, and it looks like, gosh, how can that even be comfortable?
Yeah, there's nothing to apologize there for. I'm completely aware that she's the draw. She's, I don't know why, but her head is out of the dog bed that she has here, and doesn't look comfortable at all, but she is passed out.
She is out. She is out. You can always join the show. You can call, you can text at 855-752-4842, like we mentioned. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter. Wanted to talk about this. It came up a couple of weeks ago. I can't remember what we were talking about, but it's just about all of the information now that is available on YouTube.
Yeah.
So YouTube isn't just for old videos and old, you know, SNL episodes. There's all kinds of instructional videos on YouTube. So you can pretty much fix just about
or build something.
It's a really great resource, and I just need to get into and understand. It's great because all you type something into Google and just hit the videos tab, there'll be at least 5 videos. Like, yep, here, I'm here to show you how to change your light switch. The actual light switch, not the cover, but the actual light switch. Here we go. This is what you do first. It's like a 2-minute video. That's it.
So we're curious, what have you learned from YouTube University? What videos have you watched on YouTube that you really found to be handy and useful for whatever project you're doing or whatever you're doing around the house? 855-752-4842. Steve from Milwaukee texting in, dying stuff is useful on YouTube. I'm assuming that you mean like dying t-shirts and things. I also learned how to change up shower tip stems for the hot and cold water. Pretty involved. You have to have the right tools. Now I know what cowbell sockets are.
You just need more cowbell sockets.
What more do you need?
More cowbell sockets, actually. There you go. I should have just waited. The joke just played itself.
Wrote itself, absolutely.
Liz from Sockville said on YouTube, you can learn how to remove a metal object from garbage disposal, clean out clothes dryer vents. That's important.
Cleaning out dryer vents?
Yep, and also your washing machine. Like,
dishwasher?
No, your
clothes washer.
Yeah, there's a little thing at the bottom that you can like let out the accessory like build up. And replace an amplifier in your car.
That's impressive.
I mean that's for me. That's where the most things between learning how to just replace very simple things on my car to learning how to dark.
What have you learned by watching YouTube University? 855-75-CIVIC. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Brendan on the live stream says, I changed out the headlights bulbs in my car. My husband just did that.
Yep. I've done that. Windshield wiper arm. What was it? Oh, yeah. Changing oil. My brother-in-law taught us how to change our oil, which is going to save you so much money. And also your filters. The filters are one of the biggest dodges in car repair. Those can be found on Amazon for $12.
Yep. And they charge you, what, $30 for a new filter?
They charged my mom. They were going to charge my mom $100 for the filter and the layer. It would cost me $12 to buy it and put it in her car. It is a 30-second, quote-unquote, repair.
But there are some things you need, though, right? There, you need the oil pan.
Well, yes, but
just a couple. But it's not like it's a huge investment.
No,
you do need a couple of things in order to do that.
I think if you spend like $50, you're going to get everything. And it's going to take you, once you get good at it, quick at it, it's going to take you 15 minutes.
And you'll be so glad.
I pay $35 for the oil and oil filter every time I do it. That usually costs me.
I'm bringing my car over to your
Seriously,
house.
everyone should learn how to change their own oil. It's not scary. It's so easy. I can do it. It's so easy. You'll be saving so much money. And like you said,
A little investment. 855-755-4842. What have you learned by watching the YouTube University? Paul from Spooner is joining us. Good morning, Paul. Thank you so much for joining us.
Really getting buttoned there.
I agree with you.
Really know that I know you too well.
Before
you
cut
the cake, before you ring that bell.
Seriously.
I'll be around by the time you're wishing for. Friday evening with the rector. I'll be around, around like a second hand ticket in the nick of time. I can make you mind if you long to feel the wind in your hair.
I'm really surprised by this.
You know I'm happy if there's
Sugar and baking soda in a little dish. We're getting lessons right now.
Excellent.
And set it on your cupboard. Adios, ants. And then Cam made an important distinction that's very true. If you drive a V8, never skimp on oil or filters. Otherwise, like saying, it's fine to cheap out. Now, I'm not cheaping out. I get the oil I have to get for my car, and I get fine filters and everything. But yeah, you want to make sure you listen to the people in the video who tell you what you need to buy, or else you could be screwing things up.
Well, you're gonna make things. You could make things worse for yourself,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. This one I love. Laura from Rapids, from Wisconsin Rapids, saying, as a single mom, YouTube is sincerely priceless. I'm at a point where I can try everything myself with YouTube first. And if I get stuck, I can call for help and accurately communicate with a repair person when they get here. And that's actually great, too.
Yeah.
You're teaching yourself equipment and how it works, even if you can't repair it. We say, your cowbell screw is missing.
Your cowbell screw.
Exactly.
855-752-4842. What have you learned by watching YouTube University? Ron from Milwaukee is on the line. Good morning, Ron. Thank you for joining us.
I'm a heartache.
I can't tell how many times I've checked out the YouTube video to learn how to fix something or how to run it better. And that ranges from repairing computers,
I'm a heartache.
Auto mechanics, and policy. And I'm not typically great with any of this stuff, but you know, if you watch the video long enough, it sinks in a lot better than printed instructions.
I watched you taking off tonight when I knew where you were headed to.
I
saw last sweet young thing you met at that dirty old motel room.
I'm knowing only you for a little while.
Absolutely.
You don't even know it, but I'm just saving you for later. And I can get you all along. I'm a heartache. Never see me coming. I'll always take you by surprise. I'm a heartache. I'm a
heartache. Oh, that's an excellent point, Ron. What a great reminder. Thank you so much.
I had them too. And also, Craig, never dump it down the toilet or sink. That is nasty and damaging to your pipes as well as the water.
Well, let's not forget that everything ends up in water sources that we drink from. So when you see garbage on the streets and there's a big rain and that stuff gets washed into sewer systems, and like you said with the used oil, everything ends up in our water systems, and so that's something we all need to collectively.
Matt from Germantown just reached out and said to me, how much they had to change my life. Well, I'll tell you what, if you had invest in all the things you need to do, there's nothing. Brother-in-law is like, I change my oil all the time. Did you go to Harvard? He's like, no, I didn't. So let me show you.
No, he went to YouTube University.
Exactly. And he does. He does. He really like turned me on to that idea of just go online. I mean, companies will put tutorials on their websites to show you how to assemble things, troubleshoot. If it's a warranty issue, I would
consult the warranty.
Right to repair is a very important thing for us to be able to repair our own goods when you have a warranty or anything like that.
I have a YouTube project too. We started in my kitchen right now. What is another weekend? I'm making a bee trellis for my bee plants out in the garden because trellises are very expensive for reason.
Yeah, they really are.
For no reason. Yeah. So I bought I sprung a little bit. I got the nicer pine so that it would last. But very affordable way to make a bee trellis on YouTube. It's out there, seriously. And Matt finally comes back and goes, I have a PhD, but I wasn't in that curriculum. Thank you, Matt, for reaching out.
Greg's mobile oil for you.
Yes.
Coming to a neighborhood near you.
Happily. I'll show you so many things.
When we return, we're going to talk all things Harley
Since
Museum. Tim McCormick will be here.
Meyer
Stay
Oil
with us.
And LP
You're listening to Matt
has been
Mayer
a locally owned,
air.
Reliable
this
fuel delivery
Media.
Business, whether
Media
it's residential, agricultural, or commercial. Meyer Oil and LP has you covered. Offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914. To the incredible seniors of River Valley High School. May your graduation be a stepping stone to even greater achievements. Congratulations on this momentous occasion. From Southwest Technical College, House on the Rock, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Boscobel and Century Pharmacies, WCCU, and Fuller's Milker Center.
We are Indica, source of strength.
Hello, my name is Aiden Klum. I am a sixth grade student at Ithaca. Sources of Strength is important to me because we promote kindness, anti-bullying, and mental health awareness. One of my strengths includes being a positive friend. To me, this means being there for others because I would want someone to be there for me.
Mark your calendars for the 65th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals, June 14th, 15th, and 16th. Experience the excitement with special introductions kicking off at 7 p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights at 11:30 on Sunday morning. Be sure to catch the annual Rodeo Parade Saturday at 10:30 in Richland Center. With three performances over 3 days, you'll witness the skills of the top high school athletes in the state. Don't miss out on the Action Back Weekend at Richland Center Rodeo Weekend, June 14th, 15th, and
16th.
On Memorial Day, we pay tribute to the men and women who laid down their lives in service to our country. Their sacrifice will never be forgotten. This Memorial Day message is made possible by Burnham Lumber, Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, Richland Cattle Center, James Power Center, Richland Family Prescription Center, Muscadet Mini Mart, and Williams Chiropractic.
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Stop in my tracks again. Closer than I've ever been.
Find out what's going on at the Harley Museum. Tim McCormick is here. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good morning. I couldn't be better about you on radio. Enjoying life and enjoying the sunshine while we still have it here in Milwaukee at the World Over the Theater.
Absolutely. Well, it's going to be a really busy summer. It always is at the Harley Museum. And I know you have some special things in me. So where do you want to start with what's happening at the Harley Museum this month?
Just as long as I like I said already, we've got the annual opening. Some diners across the way here. We've actually got some bikes already parked out of the windows here. Bike nights have kicked off. Got a couple under our belts. We've got the Whiskey Bells playing here on Thursday. Like I said before, anytime you decide to join us in May here at the Harley-Davidson Museum, you're going to have a great time.
And are these things that people have to sign up for, Tim? Like the bike night and things like that, or register or anything?
You don't even need a bike for bike night. You can come on down by boat, by foot, by scooter, roller skates, whatever the case may be. Free live music every Thursday. Like I said, we've got some of our favorite bands from Milwaukee to Chicago. No need to sign up. Just bring a good attitude and get ready to have a good time every Thursday through September. Here.
We were talking earlier about the fact that we didn't know this, but a long time ago, or was it a time ago? In the earlier days, there, she owned her very own motorcycle as well. Was an uneasy rider, so now you don't need to have one to go there. And I want to thank Luke Mathers for playing Slow Ride, because instead of being like a rocket ship, when you're like, Slow Ride, take it off me.
I was telling them when I first got my bike, and this is like 20 years ago, one of the first times I was taking it out, I dropped it coming out of my own driveway, and it was like the old laughing, slow motion kind of So, yeah, I was an uneasy rider. I kept it for a couple of years, and I always felt like I was more of a hazard to everyone else. So, not everyone should drive a bike. Some of us are better passengers.
Gotcha. Got two up. We've got lots of two up riders. However you want to get down here.
There you go.
There are classes, too. I mean, is Harley involved at all with motorcycle riding classes?
Yeah, Riding Academy takes place at just about every dealership throughout the country here. I went through it myself. A great way to learn how to ride a motorcycle. If you've already got a license, it's a great refresher course. And I tell people, even if you're sticking to just driving in that cage, it's a great idea to take this class just to get a sense of what motorcyclists are encountering on the road. And hopefully you're a little bit more watchful when you're out on the road as well.
Well, and it was nice. I remember when we took it. I think we practiced at... It might have been the parking lot of what was then County Stadium. So it's not like they're taking you onto the freeway right away. You know, let's go hit the road. We're going to Spooner. It's just a lot more. If you did, let's practice this for a while. Make sure you don't.
After you get that license, you can come on down for another kind of rider experience. We've got demos every Saturday. If you have that motorcycle endorsement on your license, you can take out a brand new Harley Davidson motorcycle. And it is a very nice roll through the Menominee Valley neighborhood here. Turn around just about at American Family Field, depending on brewer schedules there. But a nice introductory way to get a little more street confidence.
The only way I would drive a motorcycle is if it had three wheels, because I'm a scaredy cat. I'm sorry, Tim, I'm a scaredy cat.
But it's
we
also
got the three wheelers.
Right, and it's also about knowing what you're comfortable with.
Exactly, yes. I remember when I first got my license, I was very excited to encounter rush hour traffic because it meant I didn't have to zoom everywhere, and I could take my time and get a little more comfortable on the bike. Everything at your own pace.
Absolutely. Tim McCormick is here with the Milwaukee Harley Museum. What else should we spotlight for the last couple of minutes that we have before, Tim? What do you want to highlight?
We're very excited to bring the Armed Forces ride back to campus on Saturday here. We are in the midst of Armed Forces celebration throughout Milwaukee. That leads up to Saturday, a great ride and ceremony that takes place here on campus. And as part of that celebration, we are offering all retirement and military members free admission on Saturday. So a great way to commemorate and say thanks to all those brave men and women who are fighting the forces for us. And then those that can get free admission on Saturday. Just a great way to wrap up Armed Forces.
Visited the museum, you really should. There's so much to see. It's so interesting. Just how this developed and changed over the years and adapted and all of those things. You have a wonderful gift shop.
Really don't think
with,
so.
There are sparkly things in your gift shop that I'm all about.
All right, make a note of this. Buy Jane sparkly Harley things.
I'll make a note too.
And of course, your restaurant there has great food.
Yeah, so we are really leaning into, of course, Cinco de Mayo is about a week or two past here, but we're really leaning into those south of the border flavors for our specials all month long. Luke, I see your pup in the background there. We want to make sure to tell everybody our patio at Motor is pet friendly. Our chefs even went out and developed their own recipe for treats for your four-legged friends, and they've got a little Harley mold that they'll be dishing those out there. So a great idea to bring down something for the
seems everything I buy.
Very
now
cool.
I'm missing my dog and I'm hungry. Thanks a lot, everyone.
We will put a link up to the Milwaukee Harley Museum in our show notes once the show gets posted. It takes about an hour. Tim McCormick from the Harley Museum, always a pleasure to talk to you, Tim. Thank you so very much for joining us.
Great to see you.
Thanks so much. Hope to see you soon.
Take care. Thank you to our guest this morning, Tim McCormick, representative with Misha Myers from Milwaukee. Thank you to Greg and Luke and to all of our engineers. Without you guys, nothing would happen. And thank you most of all to everyone for calling and for texting and most of all for listening to the news. I hope you find some joy today. A chance to share it. Keep it right here. News is next on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Yeah. Johnson, and the Ad Council.
More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Civic, 1450 AM WRCE, 107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media.